מה שאינקין כאן שהבוקר עצמי אחד המימי ואיזה דרך יהיה שעושה תאירו וכך מבוי בדברי הראש ובסיוס ושני ועוד אמרו לנו שאין זה דם נידו פרשאין זה דרך דם נידו סמובי בזה עניין הרי ממש כמו שזכרתי ואין כאן שיוחס לדם אגי כלל ובזה אפילו כשסבסטו יזמותר זה עדים כאילו שריוסו משורנה וכי משהו לא שרמות בספרי שכוסף שום דווקא שרואים משסבסטו וכאן לא יכוסף כלום but that is difficult to say that in Ramoh. It's all what the Taz himself says, because the Taz bases it upon in the Chiyah Mikach. So it's like Chiyah and Sheferes. But he says that it's Mashmah Losh Ramoh, that even in Bishas Vesto, she's a woman who has a Veset Kavua, and she has a flow of dam from the Mokir that dropped into the Bishas Chitz, Bishas Vesto. So she's also the Taz. But the Ramoh bases it upon the fact that it's not dam, Damnido, it's Damako. So how can we say that it's not Damnido, it's Damako, if she has a Veset Kavua and she has that flow, Dafke Bishasves? So that's strange. The Taz himself, we understand, because this Taz relies upon the lomdes of Rabbi Shimshon. But Ramoh, why doesn't he explain it on the basis of Endachir Bikach? Because he wants to mention this Deen, even Alibi the Rash, and even Alibi the Tesis. It should be told in the Machlekes Rashi in the Rav Shimshon in the Pshat Nigmar. So, Memele, if the Ramoh wants to mention this thing, even Alibe Rashi and Teitzves, so Memele, only if Shalui Bishas Vesto, how can we assume that it's Damako? Ich weiß schon, aber ich weiß schon, dass du weißt, dass ich kann das Punkt. Ich habe mir schon gesagt, dass ich sie die Mutter, aber bin besser wie besser. Leit holak al ramo. Wie hech mir ich zeug, ich die Katzmo, wie schon schön. So, dann war ich der Bach. Passt uns, der da für Rohr so dam kommen, dass ich jetzt schon mit der ist besser wie besser. Why? Because the Bach doesn't want to rely to pass to rely. We could have the shit of admission. Because after all, according to Rashi and Tetzves, it's not like that. So Memele, but the Bach also passes Beveset Leveset for a different reason, Beveset Leveset. So then we say, it's Damako. It's not Damido. Ve'ech neshet zosh bin yaatz mishosh nifamok misachitzim viteiro. Ha'kach tira dam. Ve'ei nirei yeshum chilut. Be'in shas nefilem. Lachan nefilem bazeh. Visud mashiyo nishlikim bazeh. Eim esanikim shas nefilem achel, v'ani on tait kasavti. So, but the Bach is not strange at all. The Bach says that we can go along with what Ramoh says, but with two prerequisites. Number one, only Shalom Shas Vesto. And number two, that before the Boker dropped into the Sachitz and she made the Dikesh and didn't see any damage. But otherwise, if one of these two prerequisites is lacking, then she's not interested by her. Why? Because then we have to be cheshish. Maybe the dam is really of menstrual origin. So if it is of menstrual origin, so only according to Rabbi Shimshon she'll be interested. But we cannot be making in this wicked raise when according to Rashi and Tesis it's not like that. But if it's a Lemishas Vesta, and she was bedecking herself before the Moker dropped into Bisachitz, and she didn't see any dam, so then we can safely assume that this flow emanates because of the abnormal condition, not because she menstruated. Alright. But the Taz is a miracle here. Why is the Taz a miracle here? Because the Taz relies on the Shita of the Amnishinshin. If we rely on the Shita of Amnishinshin, then this is a case of Inderachir Mikach. So mainly it does not make any difference. Alright. Now, in regard to the halacha of Shviferes, so I mentioned yesterday that this is true according to all Rishonim, except the Girsas Hamir. Because the Girsas Hamir is Omar Abaye. Instead of Kulama Lepliga Ditmeo, so the Girsas Hamir is Kipliga Ditmeo. But All the other Rishonim say explain the deals that we have in the Gemara. So the Shitas Amiri is the Shitas Yochet. Now, as far as actually Zalman Rohrbach's suggestion was concerned, so there is another problem besides the Girsas Amiri. As far as the Girsas Amiri is concerned, so then we can say we don't have to be Rishish for a Shitas Yochet. When all the other Rishonim have the Girsas, but there is another meal. The other meal, so it's true that no other Rishi mentions it, but no one says to the contrary. So, in other words, the problem with Rav Shlomo Zalman Rohrbach's suggestion is the meals. So one is the Girsas meal. But assuming that we don't have to be Rishish for the Girsas Amiri, when the girl says all the other Rishonim is to the contrary, but there is another shita of the Miri. The Miri says, now the Miri cannot deny that there is a Mandomar in the Gemara who says that Al Shifarish in Steyo, that the Miri cannot deny that it, because the Gemara said, Boiminei, Revirbi and Rabzele, Orei Adam Shifarish Mao. Bipsorom rachmone v'loy b'shifares oydilmo hay bipsorom miboylei shetamo mibifnim kibachutz omalei bipsorom rachmone v'loy b'shifares. So Rav Zeira said so. So then according to the Miri, so it's very strange. First, it's not that there is a machlokes in Gemara, and it's not that the Gemara had an abaye that was not lifshat. And then the Gemara tried to be patient, let Abaye from the Braise that there is a machlokes tanoim, there is a machlokes between Reb Lezer and Chachomim, and then the Gemara says, Bishifres Kualmo, we pleaded it, mate. But the Gemara said, Reb Zeira said, he spelled it out. He says, Omalei Mipsorom Rachmone, Viloi Bishifres. Then the Gemara says, Loi Bishifres tanoim. Shifres tanoim. So then it would be strange. So, Omar Abaye, Bishifares Kulaome, Loit Liga did mail. So then, I mean, it's contrary to what Gemara said before. So why should Gemara all of a sudden say, Kulaome Loit Liga did mail, when Rav Zeira mentioned before that she's there? Bishleime, if the Gemara hadn't been patient, the child, and the Gemara tried to say that there is a machlokes tanoim, so then we understand. So the Gemara says, Kulalba will plead it, mate. But Rav Zeira already answered. So that in itself is very strange. But I think that by mentioning another Miri, we'll be able to answer that kashe against the Miri, the Girsa. Because like this Girsa seems contrary to the whole implication of the Sukkis Agmore. Now, the Miri, there are two Miris. First of all, the Miri has another verse. Omar Abaye, Bishifares, Kulaume, Lutliga, Litme. Then, the Miri mentions Ibik Chidesh. And it's not strange, even though no Rishi mentions it. And the one who has the Agoyes and the Miri says, Vimotsosi, Mishum Rishi. But no Rishi says to the contrary. The Miri says as follows, that when Reb Zeira said, Horei Edam Bishifers, so Bipsor Omer Achmone, Viroi Bishifers, that she is there, so it's only in the case where the Shifers was introduced inside. Let's say, he introduced a shiferes into the vaginal canal of the woman and he pushed it inside, very deep, and the shiferes did not protrude outside the vaginal canal. So in such a case, the shiferes was completely immersed inside the vaginal canal. So then, like this, there is our... Now, let's say, we have a halacha in regard to Izav, that if Izav, let's say, has a discharge of Zive, but it doesn't come outside, so then he's not on it. But by by Nida, the halacha is that even if the discharge does not come outside, it becomes retained in the Beis Achitz, in the vaginal canal, so she is male. So the mere shita is that a woman can become Nida for his dam in two ways. If the dam comes outside from the vaginal canal, it comes outside, so then she's in Nida because of the dam, because the dam came outside, came out of us. But we have a special zakos that she becomes in Nida the moment the dam comes out from the mokia into the Beis Achitz, into the vaginal canal. Even though it never comes outside, it comes out into the vaginal canal and then it dries up there and it never comes outside. So she's also in the midrash. That's the reason why if a woman makes a dikin and then she finds on the piece of cloth, she finds a red stain, so she's in the midrash. But this dam did not come outside. The answer is it did not come outside, mamesh, but it came outside of the moke. So the mere shita is that when Rav Zeira said, "Bivsor Omer Achmona veloy bishviferes, veloy bishviferes," that so that's only in regard to the halacha of the woman becoming a nido, even though the dam nido did not come outside, it was retained in Bisachitz. So when can she become a nido by virtue of the fact that it only came out from the mokia, and it was retained in the Beis Achitz only if there is contact with the Beis Achitz. But if there is Ishviferes, and there is Achtzitze, so then she does not become a Nido by virtue of the Dam Nido coming out from the mokia. But suppose that the Ishviferes is not completely immersed. The Ishviferes is not completely immersed inside the vaginal canal, and the shviferes protrudes outside, and then the dam, as she has the flow, so the dam comes out, and it is in the part of shviferes that is already outside the vaginal canal. So then she becomes a nido. So because then she becomes a nido on the basis of the fact that it came outside, just as izab becomes izab by virtue of the fact that the zivik came outside. But by zav, the halacha is, if he doesn't come outside, mamich, outside the goof of the zav, he doesn't become zav. And by nido, there is the halacha that even if the dam nido doesn't come outside the goof of Isha, so she also becomes a nido, as long as it came outside the moki and remained in the vaginal canal and until it dried up, and it never came out, she's also a nido. So, in order for the Isha to become a nido, on the basis of the Yitzias Adam from the Mokir and the Beis Achitzen, there is a loche that there has to be contact with the Beis Achitzen. But if there is a chitze, not. But if it comes outside Mamesh, so then she becomes a nido by virtue of the fact that there was Yitzias Adam from the group of the Isha, in the same way as Izav becomes Izav by virtue of the fact that there was a zive that came outside. This is what the Miri says. Horei Adam b'shiferes, v'hi shi'ichliso shiferes lefni, im heitzi reisha shiferes lechutz. She got say, in other words, if the edge, the outside edge of the tube protruded outside the goof of the Isha, so even though the dam did not come in contact with the goof of the Isha in any way, because from the mokeh it entered into the tube and then it came out from the tube, and the outside, the external end of the tube is outside the goof of the Isha, so then she's male. אם היצי ריש השפרס לחוץ, עד שיוצא הדם דרך השפרס, so then there was a יציאס הדם מחוץ לגוף היצ'ה. So in such a case, even by Zav, where there is no special Zer Zakosov, that it can become Tomim Bibiflim. So he's Tomim. So certainly by Nido, he's Tomim. But by Nido, there is another Halacha. She can become an Nido, even though there was no Yitzias Adam, Chutz L'Gufo. Just Yitzias Adam, Chutz L'Keiro. And it remained in the, within the goof of the Isha, in the vaginal canal. So, in order to become a Nido on the basis of the Yitzias Adam, Mechutz L'Mokeya, remaining in the Gufo Yisho, in the Mesachitzen, so then there is a Loche that has to be contact. But if there is no contact, not. But if it comes outside the Dam, so then she becomes a Nido. In Heitzir is HaShiferes Lechutz, at she yotza Adam derach HaShiferes, shaloi b'riyas mekeis li'arechem, hoi b'yotza mekhom bokim b'meyem. אבל אם הוא יוצא הדם מן השפרס, אלא שעדיין הוא בשכל כנגד בי שחיצן, שאילו הוא יוקם באיש עצמו, אף על פי שהוא יוצא לחוץ, יסתמאו בנידו, ויזובו מדיקוסו דם יזילו לבשרו, וויזבו בלקרי ניתומי עד שנצא לחוץ, שואלו כאן אם בנידו ובשכל השפרס תמאו עם לב. So, in other words, this is not a chiddush of the mir. As a matter of fact, so then we'll be able to answer the other kasha against the mir, and the mir is gilsa. Because like this, it's very strange. The Gemara raised an abaye. The Gemara raised an abaye. Rabbi Yirmiyah inquired from Rabbi Zeira whether really dam shveres is teiro tmeyo. Rabbi Zeira answered, I mean, there is no discussion. I mean, it's a double portion. It's a double portion. The three dam shveres is teiro. And then the Gemara wanted to say, leime. Shiferes Tanoi, and then the Gemara says, no, Shiferes Kulao Mele Trigger the Tmeo. Why this deviation from what the Gemara said before? The answer is this. The Gemara is not deviating from what the Gemara said before. It's not deviating from what the Gemara said before. In other words, the Gemara is the Kashi. The Gemara is the Nabaya, where the Pius Dam of Shiferes is the hero or not the hero? Or the hero or not the hero? So he said there is a halacha b'psoro v'loy b'sheferes. But then, that is only true. That only means that the exercise of Kosovo b'psoro v'loy b'sheferes only implies that while there is a special exercise of Kosovo, chidesh by Nido, that she can become Nido without the dam coming out from her roof, which is a chidesh. By Zav, we don't have such a halacha. The Zive has to be Neka Mikuve in order it should become Zav. But by Zove and by Nide, even though the Dam Nido is not Nekho Mikuvo, so she still becomes a Nido. So that special halacha by Nido, that she can become a Nido even if it's not Neka Mikuvo, but Neka Mikuvo inside the group, so there is a Zakoso Bipsol Shifaris. But when the dam ultimately comes out, then she becomes a Nido. Then she becomes a Nido when the dam comes out. The way as a Zav becomes a Zav when the Zive comes out from the group. So the Mele, when the Gemara, the Gemara's Gil sees, Omar Abayu Shveres Kula Almanu Pligilit Meyo, he means, so it's not Seisir, what Rav Zeira said before. Bishifeles Kula Almanu Pligilit Meyo. If the dam ultimately comes out from the Shifaris. And that's probably the raya of the Meiri to his Chiddush, that where the dam ultimately comes out from the Shifaris, so she does become a Nido. But when should she become a Nido? When it comes out. Now let's say, so the Meile, the suggestion by Rav Shlomo Neuerbach will not be effective, because true, I mean, the doctor can insert into the vaginal canal, they can insert a thin tube, so that all the dam will come in into the tube, and there won't be any contact. As the dam comes out from the mocker into the vaginal canal, it will not come in contact. It will not come in contact with the walls of the vaginal canal. And let's assume that it's possible. I mean, it's possible to do it. I'm sure that doctors can do it. They have to put it in very tight, I mean, so that not a single drop of dam, as it comes out from the uterus into the vaginal canal, will drip between the tube and the walls of the vaginal canal. But let's assume the doctors can do it and be certain that they did it that way. But, and that tube will be kept by the woman in the vaginal canal, it will be kept until the flow stops, let's say, for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, as long as the flow continues. But then, it will have to be taken out. So when it will be taken out, so the dam will not be nivla in the tube, the liquid dam will still remain there. So but at the time when the doctor will take out the tube, outside the booth, so she'll become nivla again. She'll come in again, so melee, it will not be effective. And I suppose that the reason as to why the Miri was mechadish such a big chidesh, whether it's yet, because the Miri himself, in view of the fact that he had another girsa in the morning, he had another girsa altogether in the morning. There are many other words that the Miri had in his text that he not mentioned in our text. The Miri mentions. So he says, oh, ועבדי לרבונים יפורשים משפרס כל העלמה לפליג ביטרוי ויירה לי ליפסק שקמיון ולפורש בשפרס לכל העלמה לפליג ביטמיון וכתונה בסייפה לשמייצה רבונן סברי כי אם דימוך מילסה דמיני קורוסה לבינו מבשור איתנו מסתברי. In our text it doesn't even appear. So he had a different guilty. So but the Miri was bothered. So there is a stirring. On one hand, the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Shas Klaun Pri Lit Meyo. And before the Gemara said, Rabbi Zira said, that she stay raw. So this is how he resolves the difficulty. In other words, that when did Rabbi Zira say that she stay raw? If it didn't come outside. But if it came outside, so she comes in Ido when it comes outside. All right. Now it's a big chidesh, but whereas in regard to the girse, so all the other rishonim have the girse that is in our text. But in regard to this chidesh, no other rishon mentions it, but no one says to the contrary. Why? V'mi yishifeles pirush dach shevidach. Shum lechul adam v'sheyach kan, in darko shol isho yiris bekach, וכאן ועדה אמינון כאילו יש דם מוחד וגם המאים דם אף על בשביל מוחו ואידי אפשר בדרכו של אישו נירס לפעמים מכך. No, there is nothing in the shaft. There is nothing in the shaft. There is nothing in the shaft. All right, now, the two of Simen Kuf Pites. אישו שהיא לובסת קבועה כ-16 ימים על בבר יוסו שאינו בייס לסתם נושים. So the Torah says that a woman who does not have a לובסת קבועה, so then on ימלמת she has to be כ-16 ימים למת. She has to be כ-16 ימים למת לביוסו. But that's the אינו בייניס לסתם נושים. Now so she's asur the Bible. This is the psak of the Tur, this is the psak of Shono, the Mechaba, the Ramot, the Shah, the Taz, all the Achayim, I mean the Paschal of that. But this is not a shita that everybody agrees to. Now the shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that there is no such aloha of them. There is no such aloha of an name of Benis by a woman who has a beset, Shele Kobra, according to the Rif and the Rambam. And the moke that for an inner bayonis is the gemara that we learned. Daf teskuo gomudalev. Kol anosh nechaz etaron balayla, boi nadech nishayim lechaz kestare. So, omar ishmokim shu rabbi nisiyeh, vihu shebo umotso bisich rimei noso. So Rashi says, and most rishayim, what it means bisich rimei noso, it means within 30 days. So we see, so the Rishonim say that that this has reference, the member of Rish Lakish, Mishim Rabbi Yisrael, has reference to a woman who has a vesach in Kavua, so she is also, so Nishayim Loim Becheskas Tare, if the Baal is born in Aderech, so Rish Lakish Mishim Rabbi Yisrael says, V'yuh Shebo Motza V'seich Yimei Nosa, if the husband comes in Aderech within the 30 days, but if he comes in Aderech after the 30 days, and she is a woman who has a vesach in Kavua, so then she is asur lebayim. She's asur lebayim. But the Rambam shita is, the Rif and the Rambam shita is, that the who shebo motza v'seich yimei noso does not have reference to a woman who has a vesach in Kavua. It has reference to a woman who has a vesach Kavua. And seich yimei noso doesn't mean within 30 days. It means prior to the due date. Let's say her veset is every 28th day, so v'hu shebo motzav seich yimei noso prior to the 28th day, 25th day, 26th day, 27th day. So the meila, there is no mokeh. The whole mokeh that a nisho who has a veset shein kavua is asur lebayo and yim shleishi is this gemara. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, seich yimei noso doesn't mean b'seich. B'seich Shleishi, and it doesn't have reference to a woman who has a vesach in Kavua, but it has reference to a woman who has a vesach Kavua. Because seich yimei noso means prior to her due date. Alright, so according to the Rif and the Rambam, there is no such thing. Then, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, so he's dying from the Loshon of Rashi, whereas Rashi, does explain seich yimei noso within 30 days, like most Rishayim, but many Rishayim, when they say v'hu shebo moso v'seich yimei noso, so then she is mutaris to him without any bdikin, he doesn't have to ask her any questions, nothing. But if it is already after him, but under him shleishi, so she's asur to him completely. Rashi says as follows: v'seich yimei noso lamed yei meriye. אבל אחר למד באי בדיקה הוי לסתם נושים חזיון לסיף אינו. So he says, so the Rav Shulchan Aruch is dying from the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi doesn't mention that on the Yim Shleishim she's asur lebayim. Rashi doesn't mention it. Rashi only mentions that on the Yim Shleishim or Evka Shleishim she's asur lebayim without a bdikin. Not as the Mishnah says, Kol Anoshim Bechatzkas Tahar Lebaleyen, he doesn't have to ask her any questions, nothing, no bdikas, he doesn't have to ask her. So, if he comes, only if he comes before the 30th day, he doesn't, so she's mutaris to him without any questions, without any bdikas. But if he comes after the 30th day, or on the 30th day, then he has to ask her questions, and she has to make a bdikas. But if she does make a bdikas on the 30th day, and she finds herself clean, she's mutaris lebayim. She's mutaris lebayim. So in other words, so Rashi's shita is similar to the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, but he's not as makil as the Rif and the Rambam. Because according to the Rif and the Rambam, so there is no halacha of inability to sound together. And she doesn't even have to make a bdik. According to Rashi, Dike she has to make. But with the Dike, she's mutaris lebayim. According to the other Rishayim, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ram, according to the Rosh, the Psak of the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, that even with the Dike she's asur lebayim. She has to be separated on the Yom Shloshim from the husband. The same way as a woman who has a Veset Kavua has to be separated on the Yom Aveset, on the Yom Aveset from the husband. So in other words, so this aloha that the Torah mentions, Kolisho, Shein lo veset kavua, Chisheses lo yimlamed lo liyoso, Shein bein in the meinis, Shein bein in stam noshim, is not such a dava poshut. The Rif and the Rambam are chilek on the din, Rashi, is also chilek on the din that she's asur lebailo. But the Chalapoch has according to Rashi, she has to make it big. But we pass me, that even with the Dike she's asur lebailo, that it's considered as the Yim HaVeset, of a woman who has no veset kavua. Alright. V'im yeish lo veset kavua lo zman yedua, kol mechov vechov, mechov vechov vechov vechofei, chishesh lo zman yedua, she'asur lishamish, kol zman ha-veset, ulachar ha-veset, adjective day, redeem to tell. Now we saw that the Mechaber had the Yikuv Pidale, the Mechaber had Tulishenes. But here the Torah doesn't mention Tulishenes. And the Mechaber in Yikuv Pites does not mention Tulishenes either. He passes that Lachar Rav, even though he passed in Vestes the Rabbanon, but Lachar Rav said she is a sort of a Bible until she makes a gig. Kitmarish is late. The case of Kibosi, Kishetira, Dalet Bomi, who be the name of Shoshes Shovim, Kishereayim. Now I mentioned the very beginning. The Shita of the Rajbo, and most Rishayim is that the Veset Afloge is established through 4 years, not through 3 years. Only Veset Achidish is established through 3 years. But Veset Afloge is established through 4 years. Not that Veset Afloge requires 4 years. Veset Afloge also requires 3 years. But you have to start from the base. So the Veset Afloge, until the second Rie, you don't even have the initial Rie Afloge. In the Veset Achidish, so the initial Rie Achidish takes place when it takes place. But in the Veset Afloge, the initial Rie Afloge is the second Rie. Because what does Afloge mean? The number of days removed from the preceding Rie. So what is the initial Rie Afloge in the second Rie? So because of that, we require, the Rashba says, the Rosh says, the Ramban says, that we require 4 years. But the Shita of the Rosh, the Rabbi says, that even a Veset Afloge can be established with 3 years. Let's say, if a woman had the initial year on the first of the month, and then she had the second year on the 20th of the month, and then she had the third year on the 10th of the year. So then she had 3 years. According to the law, she establishes a Veset Afloge. According to the other Rishayim, only when she'll have 10, 20 days later, another year, then she'll establish. I think that I mentioned what's the Hesber in the Ro. I mean, the Ro sounds very difficult. How can she establish a Veset Afloge with 3 years when she only had 2? If with 3 years, she in effect has only 2 years of Afloge. The first 3 is not 3 years of Afloge. So I think that I said it all depends. What's the aloha of Estes? I mentioned the machlekes between the Balmoyer and the Rashbo. When we say that with Estes kaimel kavshim gamliel, does it mean, is it because it's min rabbonon so we are maker, or even Rebbe will be made that it requires 3 years? So the question is Vestes based upon the fact that if she had 3 years, let's say Veset Achidish, 3 years on the first of the month, so then it's determines that this woman has a disposition to have the period on the first of the month. So it's the same way like Hoisho, if a woman, if in a certain family there were 3 infants who died machlas pil. So mele, it's a raya that the children of that family are afflicted, are born with hemophilia. Their blood doesn't clot. So it's not based upon an union of helga. Or, let's say, by shira mu'et. So shira mu'et, it's not that every shira is born with a disposition to go. It's not innate in a shira to go. It's only through habit, through helga, he becomes addicted to going. So Mimele, by Vestes, through Helga, so she addicted herself to have the period in a certain order. So if we say that it's based upon Helga, so then a Veset Afloge must have 4 years. Because how can there be a Helga? A Helga can be established, can be cultivated. A habit can be cultivated with 3 times. But it's a habit of to have a period in a certain Afloge cycle. So only if she had 3 years, so then she has had in effect If she had 4 years, so she has had in effect 3 years of flogging. So she formed the habit of having the period. But we fought 3 years, so no habit can be formed. But if we say that the halacha of Vestes is not based upon the hergel, but upon the determination of the nature of the woman, the disposition of the woman without hergel, that's her innate disposition to have the period in a certain order. So Mele, if you can determine a certain aflogi in 3 years, so Mele, so it's a chazok. So that's the shite of the alright. But most Rishonim say that the best afloge requires 4 years. The chiddush of kivosik is shetira dalet pomer. ובנהיו שלושה זמנים שם, כשרי עליהם מסיף חופיין, פעם אחרס, ואי מסיף חופיין, ואי מסיף חופיין, וזה מקרה וסת האפלוגס, ולכך צריכו 4 ריאס, שרי הראשים היו מן המיין, ובשביל רוע עשור אינסו באפלוגית, והחלוקים שקבוע סייגימו פעמים, חיששס, שמיד אחר שרוע עשור פעם אחרס, לסיפי 20 חיששס. In other words, so she has to be חיששס for a וסת שנקבוע באפלוגה, with 2 ריאס. מכאן ואילך, כשיגיע חוב, וכן לריאס היומים, שהוא יום ידוע עם חידש, מיד אחר שרוע עשו פעם אחס, ואם ידוע על חידש, כי אם חפה לו וחופה בחיששס, ופעם אחרס, וזה עליין, ואסור משם יש כבר ישראל. Oh, and so I know it's the two mentions that there are two kinds of vestes ayonim. There is a vestes achidesh and there is a vestes aflogi. The Shittas Rambam means there is no such thing as a vestes achidesh. Only vestes aflogi. And all the examples mentioned in the Gemara about Hei Bechidesh, or Aleph Bechidesh, so the Gemara only means Hei Bechidesh, because Hei Bechidesh was, let's say, 25 days removed from the preceding year. So the Gemara mentions, she mentions the example, demonstrates it, in terms of certain days in the month, just to illustrate. But the Gemara doesn't mean that it's a Veset of Bechidesh. There is no such thing according to the Rambam. And the Rambam in his Chidushim agrees with the Shittas Rambam, that there is no such thing called Veset Achidesh per se. It's only Vest Aflog. Only Vest Aflog. Because Vest Achidesh, I mean, that's the story of the Rambam. That's the story of the Rambam, because after all, a Chidesh can be a Mole, can be a Choser, I mean, so why should he change? I mean, in one time it will be the 31st day as of the preceding year. In another month it will be the 30th day as of the preceding year. That's the svar of the Rambam, and that's the shita of the Rambam in Chidushim. However, the Rambam in his psokim, in Hilchas Nideh, so he paskins that there is a Veset Afloge, and there is a Veset Achidesh. And that's the way the two paskins, Shechnoah paskins, that there are two kinds of Vestes Ayonik, Veset Achidesh and Veset Afloge. ולאמרו שצורך לקיים יקימו פעמים, אל מי ינקר, שקיימו שכבוסים שורש פעמים ינקר ופחס מקימו, שכל זמן שלא יקורת יקימו פעמים צריך לא חשב, אבל לא עושה אפילו פעם ראשון אחרי 16, כי בפעם שנייה, ומי עבר פי שחרי 16, נקר בפעם אחס, אפילו כבוסי שני פעמים, שימרו עשה שני פעמים מזמן ידוע, ולשליש יש לא לעשו, let's say in Nisan and in Iyar, the woman had a period on the 6th of the month, and then in Sivan, on the 6th of the month, she did not have a period. So in Tammuz, on the 6th of Tammuz, she is Mutaz Labai. And he says, Void Yesh Chiluk, Kovosin Gimu Pomin, the way Kovosin Gimu Pomin, Shah Kovu Avot, Shah Ovo Yosin Yogi Shasu, Misham Shasha Tivdik, Vitinzo Teo, Vishaloi Kovosin Gimu Pomin, Minigi as Manavesset, Voi Bot Kovo Yoaso, Kim Shah Ovo Yosin Mutaz. In other words, Invested Kovu, so since it's, so even though we pass investors the Rabbonon, but with Rabbonon, she's a soul by law if this man of Veset has elapsed, unless she makes a ticket first. But if she has a Veset Sheni Kavua, so she's a soul by law Yidma Veset. But if the Yidma Veset has elapsed, so she returns the Bible without making a ticket. Kim Shon also returns. Upomim Shetia Aflom Shikavaz Ben, Haveset Bidulik. Now I ask you to go over that Gemara. So there we have in Machlekes. There we have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Let's say, so by Veset Achidesh. So we have a machlekes. So Rav says that the Veset Bidinu can be nikva with 3 times. And Shmuel says the Veset Bidinu can be nikva only with 4 times. According to the pshat of most Rishonim, According to the Pshat of Moshe Shein, Rav and Shmuel have reference to a case where she saw down, let's say, Antis Robbins. And then she saw down Antis Zion Bia. And then she saw down Antis Zion Bia. So according to Rav, she establishes a message Kavua Bidilu with the progression. So that means that it was established with the Bia's Dam and the Swarf, the Zion, Yudzayim. So then in Tammuz, she can anticipate that on Yudches with Tammuz, she'll have the period. So maybe she a Kontrav, she's a Sol Bailo, and Yudches with Tammuz. And on Yudzayim with Tammuz, a Kontrav, she's Mutelis the Bailo. Even though the last time she had the Bia's Dam was on Yudzayim with Sivan. So when the Yudzayim B'Sivan comes, Yudzayim B'Tammuz comes, she mitzvahs the Bible. But Yudches B'Tammuz, she has her Bible. A contract. Because a contract, she can establish a Veset B'Diluk with 3 years. According to Shmuel, she can only establish a Veset B'Diluk with 4 years. So when will she establish a Veset B'Diluk? If in addition of Arias Dam and Tesvobinis, Tezayn Bia, Yudzayn Bisiv, she'll also have Arias Dam and Yudches Vitamus, so then she'll establish a Veset Kavua, so that, and Yudches Biov, she'll be Asur Bayim. And according to Shmuel, suppose she only had Arias Dam and Tesvobinis, Tezayn Bia, Yudzayn Bisiv, so then she's Asur Bayim and Yudzayn Vitamus. But on Yudches B'Tammuz, she mutters the Bible. She mutters the Bible according to Shmuel. Now, that's the Pshat of Moshe Shein. However, the Rach has another Pshat in that Gemara. A very strange Pshat. In the same Machlokes. Now, so Medal Gom Dalet. And the Gemara says, Roa Solim Chamishos Alechim Yizeh. Vigim Tezayim Alechim Yizeh. Now, you see, why do most Rishonim say that besides Veset HaFlovin, there is also such a thing as Veset HaFlovin? Because of all these examples. But the Ramban in the Chedushim, not in the Psokim, will explain that this is only mentioned as a way to demonstrate. But what it means, Yem Chamishor Salachim is there, in other words, and it was removed, let's say, a certain number of days from a Rishonim. It was removed, let's say, 25 days from the Riyah Noda. And then the Yom Tezayim L'Chilezeh, so that means that it was removed from the Chamishoso Biyodah. It was removed. The Yom Tezayim L'Chilezeh, this is how they explain. But the Rach explains this Gemara, Yit Maroa Asugim Chamishoso L'Chilezeh. In the following way. In other words, the woman had a Rias Dam and Tesvov Benis. Then she had a Rias Dam and Tezayin Bia. Then she had a Rias Dam and Yudzayin Bisid. Then it's not finished, according to Rashi. And then she had a Rias Dam and Tezvov Bitamus. And then she had a Rias Dam and the Zion Beov. And then she had a Rias Dam and the Zion Beov. And then she had a Rias Dam and the Svov Betish. And then she had a Rias Dam and the Zion Machesh. And then she had a Rias Dam and the Zion Kislev. So according to Rav, she establishes a Veset. In other words, that it will fluctuate every 3 months. In other words, that she'll fluctuate every 3 months. So Mele, she establishes a Veset that on this world Bitevis, she can expect Arias Dam, and that she can expect Arias Dam on Tezayim Bishvat, and she can expect Arias Dam on Tezayim Bishvat. It's a very strange pshat. This is what Rav says. Shmuel is Chelik. He says, only if she will have Arias Dam on this world Benissim, and on Tezayim Bia, and Yudzayin B'Sivim, and Yudches B'Tammuz, and then, and Tesvov B'Ov, and Tezayin B'Elo, and Yudzayin B'Tishrei, and Yizayim Tishre and Yitches Imacheshven, and then we're not finished. And then Kesvov in Kislev and Yizayim in Teves and Yizayim in Shvat and Yitches in Oder. So then she'll establish a Veset every 4 months, starting with Kesvov and ending with Yitches, and then again Chozer Cholila, starting with Kesvov for 4 months. This is how the So Shmuel only says that if she established such a veset just 3 months and then again 3 months, she doesn't establish a veset kula. She doesn't establish a veset kula. So we cannot predict that she'll continue in that cycle. Only if it started with 4 months. All right. Now this is only the pshat of the Rach. All the other Rishonim explain it a simple way. All right. So he says, "Upomim shetia aflo ko shekevaz ben aveset b'dilu, ki gin shelo aso aliyim ve roa aso shliyo misif shleishi, u shlishis tishleishi leecho, u viis lo amed veis. Kov aveset b'dilu knao, the two mentions that according to Rishite. Now there is a machlekes. Now there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So in Vestes Achridesh, there is a machlekes. Is according to Rav with 3 times, 3 days, according to Shmuel, 4 days. So then all the Rishonim say that according to Rav, that in Veset Adiluk, Veset Adiluk of Chedesh is established with 3 years, so maybe Veset Afloge of Chedesh is established with 4 years. Naturally, I mean, everybody must say that, because all the Rishonim except the Rosh, so they say that even in Veset Ashore, not with Diluk, cannot be established with less than 4 years. So the Veset Bidiluk certainly could not be established. But according to Shmuel, who says that the Veset Achidesh Bidiluk can be established only in 4 years, even though the Veset Ashomer of Chidesh can be established in 3 years, so according to Shmuel, the Veset Achloge Bidiluk requires 5 years. I mean, it's a matter of common sense. So now the question is, how do we pass it? Do we pass like Rav or do we pass like Shmuel? So the Rambam passes like Rav, and the Rach passes, the Raivet and the Rambam passes like Shmuel. So Meile, when he says here, ופומם שתהיה אפלו ושגבז בין הווסת דילוק כשרוע עשו עיין ורוע עשו שניו מסף שלישי משלישיס מסף שלישי משלישיס מסף שלישי משלישיס אמסר שתהיה אפלו ושגבז בין הווסת דילוק כשרוע עשו עיין ורוע עשו שניו מסף שלישי ושלישיס משלישי ליחד וביס ללמד וייס כל הווסת לדילוק של אפלוגס. So this is in accordance with the Shita of Rav, because according to the Shita of Shmuel, she requires 5 years. But then the Torah will mention that there is a machlokes l'shamim as to whether we pass like Rav or we pass like Shmuel. So the dibur shel aflogis bein shiyirchiko deluga harbe bein shalo yirchiko deluga harbe el yemechot. In other words, it doesn't make any difference what kind of an arithmetic progression it is, whether it's an arithmetic progression by one, or it's an arithmetic progression every time, every month, by two. וכשם שכבאס וסת באפלוגס מיום עם שובים ושם עם שובים, כך כבאס מהחידש מהשבוע, שובים ושם עם שובים. קיצה, רוע סוגים ופורמים ביחד בשבס, אוי בהי בשבס, אוי ביחד בניסן וביחד בייה. So in other words, there is a third type of investment היום, that I mentioned before. In other words, a woman can establish a investment קבוע in the day of the week. If she establishes, let's say, suppose a woman has a period every other Sunday. So as far as the days and the month is concerned, in other words, she has a period one Sunday, and then 2 weeks later on a Sunday, or 3 weeks later on a Sunday. But it's always on a certain day in the week. So it doesn't have to be the same day in the month. It certainly will not be the same day in the month. So she also establishes, this is what he says, This word means v'tezayin v'iyah v'yudzayin v'sim v'kol marav v'yochenam v'kivaz v'gimul yes v'chisheshes v'yitchaz v'tamuz v'yitez v'yod u'shmul tzova sh'vikom v'veset v'yitalut v'yes sh'yiyon ishim v'mistareves kib m'shin ha'afro v'yishobes v'likovu ad sh'roas v'yitchaz v'tamuz v'afilu v'shmuel im hoyol v'veset. Oh, so Shmuel says that a Veset Achilles B'diluk is established only 4 years, but Shmuel is made that if Hoyol, so when does Shmuel say that she requires 4 years, if the first three is the initial, or if she's a woman who has a Veset Sheinikova, so then she requires 4 years to establish a Veset Bidiluk. But suppose the woman is a woman that has a Veset Kavua, and then let's say, suppose she was accustomed for many months to have a period on the 14th of the month. But Odeh was the last month that she had the period on the Yudalot. Then in Nisan, she had a period on Tisvov. Until Nisan, she always had a period on the 14th of the month. 4 years she had it that way. But on Nisan, she had a period on Tisvov in Nisan. And then she had a period on Tezayim B'Iyah. And then on Yudzayim B'Iyah. So then she will also be made it that with 3 years, Bidiluk, she'll establish a Veset, because this initial Riyah, the so-called initial Riyah, and the Svok B'Nissen itself conforms to this pattern of Diluk. Because the last time she had a period, it conformed to a Veset Kavua that she had for a long time to have the period on the 14th of the month. This, the Gemara says that. So this is what the Torah says. V'afilu Shmuel, im hoyo leveset kirim shi'ischilo, v'hakin shimso, v'roaso b'dilu gimu pomin, kol leveset b'dilu, l'fishav v'rishayla b'dilu k'roaso. Oyso, shedilko, m'veset ha'kavua. In other words, because until Nisan, she had a veset kavua of the 14th of the month. So in Teves she had on the 14th of the month, in Shvat she had on the 14th of the month, in Oda she had on the 14th of the month, but in Nisan she had on the 15th. And then Aniya she had on the 16th, and in Sidon she had on the 17th. So then Shmuel is made the Torah in such a case that she'll establish a Veset Kavua B'Diluk. V'rach posakirav v'chein kosav araivet v'arambam v'chein kosav araivet v'arambam posak Shmuel v'chein kosav arambam v'chein maskon asadei yov yoroza. In other words, like Shmuel. Now, it's remarkable. I mean, there's a machlekes reshein. Machlekes reshein. That between, as to whether we pass in like Rav or we pass in like Shmuel. So, now the general rule is, whenever there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Hilchasik Rav b'Yisure u'kishmuel b'dine. So we should pass in like Rav. Why? Why does the Rambam pass in the Rambam and the Rosh and the Ramban, why do they pass like Shmuel? The answer is because the Gemara mentions the same machleket between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara mentions in Bava Kamel with Abin Gichas Shiramut. So suppose a Shei, a God, So there's such a thing as becoming addicted. Bidiyuk. So we have the same machlok of the Rabbi Shmuel. If the Shea God, let's say, and to Svob Benissen, and to Zion, and to Zion be here, and to Zion be Sivan. And to Zion be Sivan, we have the same machlok. There it's Dine. And it's the same oneness. So in Melech, that's why the Rach passes like Rav, because they have that machlekes in Nisa too, and the Rambam passes like Shmuel because they have that machlekes in Dine too. Why should one say that that since the machlekes applies to Nisa and money, so in Melech, the determining factor is what they say in Nisa, and why should the other one say the determining factor is what one says in Mome? Well, that's a question. I don't want to go into it. So some say it, it all depends how that question arose at its inception. Whether the question was discussed at its inception in this medrash in connection with Vestes, or and then they applied it to Nikiches, or at its inception the question arose in connection with Nikiches, and then the Chachomim apply the same machlekes to, or they themselves applied it to Vestes. Alright. וכן למסכן די לא רוזה. רוע עשר גילו, פה אומרים בגילו חדושי, בדיוק. וחוז עובר רוע עשר יש לי מוגן עצמון. אם לא רק אוקיי בגילו פה, הרי זה וסת קבוע לדיל וכחולי לה. That's the רח פשעת עם המחלקת ביטוי רבי שלו. קיצר, רוע עשר תסבור בניסי, ביטה זיין ביער, ביטה זיין ביסיב, וחוז וחולי לה, רוע עשר תסבור בתמוס, ויתה זיין ביאור, ויתה זיין ביאור, ואית חוזר דבר עשו לבא בתשרה, ויתה זיין במחשי, ויתה זיין בכיסלה, קבל בסת לדיגו חול מילה, וחושש אצלה אילו, תסבור לחיד הזה, ויתה זיין לחיד הזה, ויתה זיין לחיד הזה. רואה עשו ביחד בניסנו, ויחד בסיבנו, ויחד ביאור, קבל בסת לראש הקדושים נדלוגי. Suppose she sees down the first month of every other month. Nisan, the first of Nisan, and the first of Sivan, and the first of Av. So then, in the first of Elul, she's Mitaras Labayel, but in the first of Tishrei, she's Asur Labayel. Oshadash Mudud, Avro Asu Echad Nisan, Echad Biyah, Echad Bitamuz, Uvi Echad Bisivan, Lo Yuvah Asu, Lekam Lo Veset. That's called Bisil. She Sivan Olo Rosh Echadosh. Ro Asu, תסבור בניס ותזיין ביה ויותחס בסיבן לא יקום בבסת כאילו שסיר בו בחידש השלישי ולא ירוע עשו עד יתחס דירוק או פעם אחס או שתיים אין חשש את לי דירוק אף על פי שחשש את זה שור הבסת ופעם אחס אין חשש את לי בסת עד דירוק עד שתלה now that's not all because we could say that since a בסת בשור so we have a lot of בסת הקבועה and בסת שאין מקבועה. So maybe the diluk also, even though it was not mikva, so but if there was a diluk once, so the following month it should be cheshes. So we're not cheshes. In cheshes or that's the diluk. Actually, then, ein oish of ibas mevesed af loroa so gimu chodosh in the hazem ki yiu kulam bim achas ki yeimu do ayu. Avu mo yisro vishinu bim achidesh vashmiyo bal ayu ala gimu bi yeimu yikomu lo vesed. Yikomu lo vesed. Well, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't. So for next time, for Sunday, now, we have to go over the two, up to Daphne, up to Yeish Shikivas Veset. That's Daphne. Yeish, the first line in Daphne, up to Yeish Shikivas Veset, you might say, and then in the Mechaber, with all the sharks and the tiles, up to the same, up to Sif Yudzai. And as many, I don't think you'll be able to go over all the tiles from Sif Yudalev, but there's no reason as to why you shouldn't go over all the tiles and all the sharks up to Sif Yudalev. Yeah.
Naturally, you cannot visualize a Veseta Flogi, even Veseta Flogi Sheni Kavua, without at least two Riyas. Nim to say Meir, Sheo Riyali Im Reshchidish Nisim, Chishesh Lo Reshchidish Yir. Roas Obey, Chishesh Lo Reshchidish Sivan. Roas Obey, so she had a Riyah. And the first of Nisim, Yir, Sian Sivan, so Hukva Veset Lo Rosh Chodosh. Lo Roas Obey, Reshchidish Sivan, even though she had two riyas, but that did not establish a vesed kavua, so it becomes revoked with one deviation. Neka vesed shel rosh chodesh v'chisheses l'sheni b'sivan. Efshar shetira v'tikva vesed l'aflog l'adam et l'adam. We have to remember that Nisan is always a mole, and Iyar is always a chosan. So the mele, if let's say she saw dam on the first of Nisan, and then she saw dam on the first of year. On the first of year. So from the point of view of Aflogi, so the first of year, since Nisan is in Mole, so the first of year is the third, the first day ends on the first of Nisan. First of Nisan. And then she had to anticipate that she'll see dam on the first of Sin, because of the possibility of establishing the Veset Hachidish, but she did not see on the first of Sivan. So, but she's assumed the bylaw on the second of Sivan. Why? Because since the first Aflogi was Aflogi of Lamed Aleph Yei, in other words, she had the Riyas Dam on the first of Iyar, which was the 31st day as of the first of Nisan, so that established the possibility of seeing Dam the 31st day as of the first of year. When is the 31st day as the first of year, in view of the fact that Tia is a Chosea, the second of Sim? Second of Sim? If she Tia and Tia Beset Baflogim, the Adam and Adalaf, Shari Vias, Shri Shnis, Vias, Shabbat Baflogim, the Vias being the Sim, Shnis Mori Vio Chosea, Ulegam Chishesh, Shoshi Salon, the Beset Achidish or Aflogim, Achetikvalo Echot Mehemdimu Bom Kidim, Keita, רועסו ביחוד בניסי ובעשרים בי שהיא הדר יעז דם על הפרסט אב ניסן על ה-20 יעז אב ניסן חישש יש ליחוד ביהיה because of the possibility that perhaps the Riyas Dam on the first of Nisan marked the beginning of the Veset on the first of the month. So, Vim Loi Huaso, suppose she did not see on the first of Riyas Dam, Chishesh Sli Tezboi. Tezboi, why? Because Rishir Aflo Beshel Chof, because she saw, she had the Riyas Dam on the first of Nisan and 20th of Nisan. So the Riyas Dam on the 20th of Nisan was muflek by what kind of a flogging? Of being the 20th day is of the preceding Dam, as the preceding Riyas Dam. So the Mele, since Nisan is Mole, so the 9th of year would again be the 20th day is of the 20th of Nisan. Now the lotion of the two is Vimroi Raso Chisheshes Mitezboi Vishir Afloge Shelchov. Only so you emphasize what the Bess Yosef says. The Bess Yosef says Vimroi Raso Chisheshes Mitezboi Vishir Afloge Shelchov, that Bidavke, the two emphasizes Bidavke Vimroi Raso on the first of Nisan Aviyah. So then it's Chisheshes Mitezboi. But suppose she did see Dam on the first of the year, then it's not Chisheshes Mitezboi. Because then the afloge, you don't have any afloge of the 20th day. If she didn't see Dam on the first of the year, and the last year's Dam was what? The 20th of this. And the last year's Dam was removed by the afloge of Chofye. Because the 20th of Nisan was the 20th as of its preceding Riyas Dam, the first of Nisan. So if she didn't have any Riyas Dam on the first of year, so then she has to anticipate that on the 9th of year she's a soul by law, because of the possibility maybe this haflogia will repeat itself a second time, just as the Riyas on the 20th of Nisan took place when the 20th day is of its preceding year, so maybe on the 9th of the year they shall again have the same kind of year. The 20th day is of the 20th of this. But suppose she did have a Riyas Dam on the first of the year, so then she doesn't have to anticipate that on the 9th of the year so she'll have a Riyas Dam, because the 9th of the year, the 9th of year will not be the 20th as of the last year. It will be the 9th day as of the last year. And the Afloge was the 20th day. I mean, that seems to be the proportion. So then, according to Bess Yosef, if she didn't see Dam on the first of Nisan, on the 20th of Nisan, and then on the first of Iyar. So the first of the Riyas Dam on the first of Iyar is the 12th day is of the 20th of Nisan. So the Mele, she'll have to be a Sumal Upailo on Yubayz Iyar. On Yubayz Iyar, not on Tez Iyar. Not on Tez Iyar. This is what Bess Yosef says. All right, but the Ramo is chelik. We'll soon see. The Ramo is chelik. The Ramo says that not only that when the Torah says, when the Torah says, "V'loy roaso," on the first of year, chishesh v'tesbrei, so it's not dafke loy roaso, even if roaso, so it's still chishesh v'tesbrei. It's still chishesh v'tesbrei. So that's, I mean, it's more mistava like the Bess Yosef. Like Bess Yosef. But the shite of the Ramo can be explained. In other words, because we are chishish that perhaps the woman is cultivating two kinds of essence. Now, every vessel kavua must pass through a stage when it is not kavua as yet. Now suppose, so the melee, so the Ramoshiti is that even if the woman saw dam on the first of the year, so she saw dam on the first of the year, not for the reason, on the first of the year, so she's asur lebailo, she's asur lebailo on tesbiya. Why? Because perhaps the woman is cultivating two kinds of vessels, and this vessel and the feather here on the first of the year is not ikir the aflogi, is not ikir the aflogi of Chofye, because perhaps the woman is cultivating two kinds of vessels. One is Veset Achidesh, and one a Veset Achlodi. So, but she doesn't want one Veset to interfere with the other. So the Mele, she had a Riyas Dam on the first of Nisan, and that Riyas Dam marked the beginning of a Veset Achidesh on the first of the month. But she also had a Riyas Dam on the 20th of Nisan, and that marked the beginning of the cultivation of the Vesta Floge every 20th day. Now, so if she had been disposed just to develop, to cultivate the Vesta Floge, then she wouldn't have Riyas Dam on the first of the month. But she is disposed towards cultivating a two Vestas, a Vesta Chedesh, on the first of every month, and the Veset Aflogi, the 20th of every month. So Mele, on the first of the year, she has a Riyas Dam because she wants to follow up this process of the Veset Achidesh. And it's not Ikea, the Veset Aflogi of every 20th day, in view of the fact that this Riyas on the first of the year is in conformity to the Veset Achidesh. So in other words, the Ramoshiti is, suppose the woman three times would do that. She would have a Riyas Dam on the first of the year, the 20th of Nisan, then the first of the year, the ninth of year, 20 days is of the 20th day is of the 20th of Nisan, and then on the 28th of the year again, and on the first of Sivan again. So then she'll establish a Veset Kavua in a twofold way, a Veset Kavua on the first of the month, and then a Veset Kavua every 20th day, and in such a way that one should not interfere with the other. So the Mele, this is the story of the Ramo. So the Mele, even before she had 4 years in the Hafloge of one year being taking place the 20th day as of the preceding year, so we have to anticipate that possibility. Maybe she is in the process of cultivating two Vestas. So the Mele, the year and the first of the year, which is possibly in conformity to a potential, a Veset Achidesh, is not taking the Veset Afloge or every 20th day. So that's the Shita Ramo. Alright. Now, the Taz agrees with the Ramo. The Shach agrees with the Bishos. Vim lo roaso, cheshesh litezbe, v'shir afloge shel chof. Roaso litezbe, oi shalo roaso, cheshesh lechom biya, shemo b'meyachidesh, tikva veset, shari roaso, b'chom b'nis. V'chini cheshesh lechom shneyem, עד של תקווה, וסת אפלוגו מארבע ריאס, אוי וסת החידש, בשרישו, עד שתירוקר, או יכול תעקיר הספמחס. רוע עשור, ויכול בניסן, and then she omitted את ריאס דם, והשאירו לא יכול בייר, ולא יורע עשור, so the וסת החידש של קבוע, בקם בגין נקע, מתארס לשם לרשכי יסיד, ונחישה שלו וסת עשירי. עד שתירה בי, וזה תדירו, אין חששס, עד שתירה. כיצד, רוע עשור ביחד בניסים ולבסי לבחוב, חששס להפלות. עוד רגע ימחוב ולרוע עשור, שוב מחששס גלום להפלות. דיון בו ימחוב א', חששס למחוב א', הגיע ימחוב א' לרוע עשור מטרס לשמש. דיון בו ימחוב בייס, חששס למחוב בייס, הגיע חבייס לרוע עשור מטרס לשמש. עיר הלא עיר למחוב גימו, קום הלא בסת, קוסת קום הלא בסת ודיר. מכאן ואילו אחד החישש עשה הוא גלו. וחיים הוא דיר לפסח הכי משקעיץ לזה. רוע עשור תסבור בכי מזה, והוא משחור ויוסו דלת יומי, וחוז בו ויסחילו בתזיין לכי משבו, ורוע עשור בייס ודים יומי ובזיין של חי משור עשור, רוע עשור כבר שיר שאולי ראיז ובזיין בחידש, ואינתם לי בגבס תדור בובה. עד שתשאלו שכולו בדיולו, דורי, תהי מצעקשות על אופי רוחש עשס מיומים, ששלישו בהם כיבס את הקבוע, ולשור היומי כיבס את הדילוק עד כאן. In other words, what's the הלוכה? The הלוכה is that there is a distinction between וסת השווה and וסת הדילוק. In regard to וסת השווה, וסת השווה means is the same day. The same day, whether the same day in the month or the same day aflogging, every 20th day or every first of the month. Diluk means that there is an arithmetic progression. So 1 month it is so many days removed, or 1 month it is the 15th of the month, the next month it is the 16th of the month. So the haloche of Veset Sheni Kavua so applies only to Veset Hashon, but it doesn't apply to Veset Adiluk. In other words, if, let's say, a woman had her ears down on the 15th of Nisan and on the 16th of Iyar, so then in Sivan, she is only Asura on the 16th of Sivan, not on the 17th. And why don't we say, by following up the example of the Veset Hashove, so if there was one Rie, so then we have to begin change, maybe this, maybe she's heading towards the cultivation of the Veset HaKavua in that routine. The answer is, if it's a Veset HaShoveh, so the average woman follows up the Veset HaShoveh, not the Veset HaDiluk. Veset HaDiluk is an unusual phenomenon. Sometimes it happens. So, but the Veset HaShoveh is the natural thing. So the melee, by Veset HaShoveh, which is this is the natural, the usual thing, so there is always a beginning. So the male, even before it cultivates an established veset, so she has to anticipate, maybe she's heading towards cultivating a veset akavua. Mashalim came if it's a veset adil, that's an unusual thing. So if we see that she established a veset adil, let's say five times, I mean in connection with the Veset Haflog Yavidiluk. So then she establishes such a Veset. But until she becomes Murzekes to Sidam Yavidiluk, we don't have to anticipate maybe she's heading in that direction. Because that is an unusual phenomenon anyway. This is Dalach. Hoysa regilo, lireis dafnim dalet, the second line. Hoysa regilo lireis lim chov, vishin so yim lamed, zeri ze asur. We learned that in this pusik. Uch shi agi ha yim chov lir yas lamed, asur ha mishim veset arishin. Vim leitir abei, chay shim yim lamed. Shim so panayim lim lamed, zeri ze asur. Gimu pomim lim lamed, so then she changes the veset from chov to lamed. Huta yim chov in esayim lamed. ומאחר ששין סופר בפעמיים עם למד רוע עשור וסף חוף חוזר וסת של חוף ממקי ויהוד תלת. Now this there is a very basic מחלקס between the רייבט and the בלמוי. It's told in two יסויס in גמור. It's told in two יסויס in גמור. I told you to go over Daf Samadalet from Mishnah Daf Samach Gimel up to the Mishnah of Noshim Yitzorayim, Daf Samach Daled on the base. So on that Gemara of Hoysol Limud on this Royal Mimes and Mishim Solim Shleishi, there is a machlekes between the Balamoy and the Hayek, the Shah Nefesh. We looked at in the Shah Nefesh. So you see, now, the two paskins, paskin and the Hayek, that's a big chiddush. Mitzvah Asmorel, one should say, like the Balamoy, but still, the two and the Mechaber, they paskin like the Hayek. So he says like this, this is out. Shinso Bamanim Lamed Zeviz Asurim Gimel Pomerim Lamed Hudanim Chov Nesanim Lamed Vimach HaShishinso Pamer Bamanim Lamed Ruah Asom Simcho Chozo Abese Shel Chov Mekeimei Vuta Lamed Shinso Yiseo Velo Yishwe Yisom Kigen Shishinso Pamach Asurim Lamed Vashim Yinu Lamed Veis Vashim Yishu Lamed Dalet Neka Veset Orishim Veilo Veset Vav ואם הפסיקו ולרוע עשו משאול על הימסר ובודקו ולרוע עשו שוב אין חשש אל היום חוזרו לירייס חשש אל ימחוף מריאס הוא שעדיין לדקע וסת הרשם מכנה בין אם פוסקו מלירייס או ששינסו בריאה של שורש של אלו לא נקע וסת הורישי ממכנה עד שתתליינו בגימו ריאה שורש In other words, the shine is this. If, let's say, suppose if a woman has a vessel to see Dam and Imchon, and then she has three deviations, so that vessel is Nekka, even though it was a vessel for Ruah, so it's Nekka. So it's Nekka in two situations. One situation in which it is Nekka is if, let's say, in the past, she had the Veset Kavua of seeing Dam on the 20th day, and now she changed it to see Dam three times. She already saw Dam on the 25th day. So then it's Neka, and she doesn't have to be changed for the 20th day at all. And it can also be Neka, even if it's Veset Kavua, as long as there are three deviations, even though the three deviations do not coincide on the same day. In other words, let's say, in the past, she always saw Dam on the 20th day. And then, 3 months, she saw Dam once on the 22nd day. And once she saw Dam on the 23rd day, in succession. And once on the 24th day. So after that, she doesn't have to be Cheshish for the 20th day. Because it was Neka. Through three deviations, even though the three deviations did not take place on the same day. In the previous example that I mentioned, so the three deviations consisted of seeing Dam on the 25th day. So it was Neka. But even if the three deviations consisted of seeing Dam on three separate days, but they were not the 20th day, so it also becomes Neka. But the shita of the Ravid is, and that's the way we pass, that there is a difference between an Akiras Veset Kavua through three deviations that take place on the same day. So if, let's say, originally, let's say for years, the woman had a period on the 20th day, and then in 3 months in succession, she had it on the 25th day. In this year, it's even she had it on the 25th day. So then in Tammuz, so she had it again on the 20th day. So she'll have to be chayshish for the 20th day. As if I said, sheni kavua, but it will not become revived. The old veset kavua of the 20th day will not become revived just because on Tammuz she had it on the same day that she had it for a number of years. Because in view of the fact that in this year and seven, she had the years down on the 25th day, so Mele, the old vessel is wiped out. Now she has a vessel for Rua on the 25th day. So even if in Tammuz she has the years down on the same old day, on the 20th day, so she has to be Cheshes for the 25th day, because she already established the Beset Kuvua for the 25th day, and she has to be Cheshes for the 20th day. So Asurabu, Bozeru Bozeru, Bozeru, this is the Aloha. So she doesn't revive the old Beset Kuvua. This is only if the three Shinuim consisted of seeing Dam on the same day. But suppose the three Shinuim, and in Nisan she saw on the 22nd day, in Iya she saw on the 23rd day, in Sin she saw on the 24th day, on the 24th day, and then in Tammuz, so it's the Kaddish the Beset Kuvua, but if in Tammuz she'll again see on the 20th day, so the old Beset Kuvua will be revived. And in order to be accurate, it will require again Frishinuim. That's the shita of the Raimel. The shita of the Balamoyer is, it doesn't make any difference. How a Beset Kuvua is Neka? Whether it's Neka for Frishinuim that consists of Bria's Dam on the same day, or it's Neka for Frishinuim of a Bria's Dam that takes place on three different days. Alright, now, let's get going to Shulchan Aruch Simcha. כל אישו שאינו וסת קבוע, חיל ששס וינועמד לריוסו, שיהינו בינניס, לסתם נושא, ואם יש לו וסת קבוע לזמן ידוע, מחוף לחוף ומחוף לחם וחפי, חוי ששס לזמן הידוע. So in the Chabas says as follows, any woman who has no וסת קבוע, so חיל ששס וינועמד לריוסו, שיהינו בינניס, לסתם נושא, ואם יש לו וסת קבוע לזמן ידוע. מחוף לחוף, או מחופי לחופי, חוששס לזמן הידוע. חוששס לזמן הידוע. Now I mentioned that not only Shani agree with this aloha, but that's the way we pass it. The Asam Shani who say that there is no aloha of Ein Bein Nis altogether. There is no aloha of Ein Bein Nis altogether. That Yom Shloshim she's Asam. I mean, where is the Mokeya of Eino Beninis? That's the Gemara that after Svov. Because, so there the Gemara says, Hu shebo motzem Sechim Eninoso. So Rashi explains Sechim Eninoso within the 30 days, prior to the 30 days. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, it has reference Rishlokish Memre has reference to a woman who has a Beset Kuvua. And Mesiach Yimeinoso means prior to her due date. So maybe there is no Moker for that halacha. And then the Rav Shulchan Aruch points out that even though Rashi himself says Mesiach Yimeinoso means Lamed Yein, but Rashi only requires the Bdiki, not that she's Asur Baila. However, most Hashem say, they explain like Rashi, but they say that she's Asur Baila. And the inabilities. And what is the inabilities? So the inabilities, again, there is a machlekes, a poski. According to most poski, inabilities, I mean, this is mentioned by the Sheni, the 30th day. But the question is, does it mean after the 30th day, the 31st day, or is it on the 30th day, she's a soul? So the Prishe, the Bach, and the Prishe, And the Taz say that the Ein HaBeinis is the 30th day. The Shach says that the Ein HaBeinis is not the 30th day, but is the 31st day. In other words, there has to 30 days have to elapse between the initial Riyah and the second Riyah. So that means she's a soul bio. In other words, the Ein HaBeinis is the 31st day. According to Shach. But most poskim say that the Ein HaBeinis is the 30th day. So Cheshes Lamed L'Yoso Shir Bein HaBeinis Ein HaBeinis L'Stam Rosh V'im Yesh Lo Beset Kuvua L'Zman Yodua M'Chof L'Chof M'Chofei L'Chofei Cheshes L'Zman Yodua. So we see that the Mechabash Shiti is, even though it doesn't spell it out explicitly, but that's how it's mashed from the Rosh, that there is no Ein HaBeinis for a woman who has a Beset Kuvua. The whole Ein HaBeinis Shayach only the Gabi woman who has no Beset Kuvua. But a woman who has a Beset Kuvua, So she does not have to be or to observe any levenis. But that's not such a double portion. We saw that there are three different shittas of Yishayin. I mean, there is the shittas of Yishayin, the pshat that the Ramban has in Rashi. So the shittas that the Ramban has in Rashi is, that even a woman, that even a woman who has a vesek kavua, and even if her vesek kavua is beyond the 30th day, let's say if the woman has a vesek kavua seen down every 35th day, so according to Ramban's Pshat in Rashi, so she's asur lebailo on the 30th day. Even though her vesek kavua is on the 35th day, why?